Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Jonathan Kahn continues his series on the Josiah Manifesto, based on his brand new book and DVD series. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Each year, Southwest Radio Ministries creates a unique calendar from differing parts of the world, filled with scripture, comfort, and inspiration from God's Word. We're privileged to put these together for you and know you are then armed with His truth for the year to come. This year's calendar theme is Unseen Israel. This 16-month calendar features beautiful photographs that reveal sites that are not often visited by tour groups or focus on views that are not often seen in pamphlets or pointed out by tour guides. These locations are important in understanding the history and culture of ancient Israel. Order your Unseen Israel calendar today. 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order these beautiful calendars at our website, swrc.com. We also partner with each of you who purchase a calendar to encourage prisoners in our Onesimus Prison Ministry. For every calendar you order, a calendar will be given to a prisoner free of charge. Order your calendar and encourage a prisoner. Calendars are here and ready to ship today. Order yours when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Yesterday, Jonathan Kahn debuted his brand new book and DVD series, The Josiah Manifesto, The Ancient Mystery and Guide for the End Times. Today, Jonathan continues his teaching on how all of the mysteries come together to open the door to the answer, an ancient key that will reveal what we need to know and do to stand and prevail in the days to come. A guide for the end times.
Friends, it's always a delight to have Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Kahn on our show. I've had the wonderful privilege of interviewing him on several of his books, The Harbinger, The Mystery of the Shemitah, The Harbinger 2, and last year, The Return of the Gods. All of these are tremendously insightful, prophetic. They encourage us, but they also remember that there's a God in heaven who loves us, but who wants repentance and faith and obedience to His law. Today, we're going to continue our discussion of Jonathan Kahn's new book, The Josiah Manifesto. Thank you, Jonathan, for being with us once again.
Always great to be on the air with you.
Jonathan, before we get started, tell our listening audience about the uncensored DVD album that also goes along with the book, because this is, it's a rarity. Not everybody has this.
Yeah, it's exclusive. And so you this is something, first of all, this is, number one, it's uncensored. So that means there are things that I could not even put in the book, that the only place you're ever going to see them is going to be there. It's on the uncensored. Number two, it has the overall mystery, but you're also going to see the mystery. It's got images of things, prophetic convergences, things that change the course of America. You're actually going to see the moment it happened. It has things that, that has missed other mysteries, and not only gets deeper into the mystery, but it has other mysteries that are revealed nowhere else. So that's what makes it so special. I don't give this to many ministries. You cannot get it on Amazon. You cannot get it anywhere except here. So except these places. So here's the thing. It's eight one-hour DVDs where I'm going to be sharing things that are nowhere else, and you can show it to people. You can watch it in your spare time. But it's going to be, it's a tremendous thing. And again, it's the all, you cannot get it anywhere else.
Right. That's tremendous. But as we get into the show, for those who didn't hear the last program, what is the Josiah Manifesto going to reveal?
The Josiah Manifesto is really, in some ways, the biggest kind of thing I've written of that. It's a whole journey of mysteries and opening up of all of the mysteries of God that have been unfolding in our day, the hand of God, that are then going to all come together, including mysteries that are revealed that I started in other books are going to come forward and come home in this one, and then it's going to open up a whole nother mystery, which is going to be really the answer, how I believe God is giving us the key of how that we are going to stand in the days ahead, how to survive, how to prevail in the day, the hour we're in right now, but also in the end time. So it's the Josiah mystery, and the subtitle is The Ancient Mystery and Guide for the End Times.
Well, one of the mysteries in the Josiah Manifesto has to do with what happened on January the 6th on Capitol Hill. Now, start by telling us the mystery of Donald Trump.
Yeah, now those of you who know, who have read The Paradigm, and this is one of the mysteries that I've kept continuing after I wrote it, is that there's a replaying in our time that actually matches up with a template that God gives in the Bible, where the leaders of our time actually are following, without knowing it, these templates. When Israel was falling away from God and heading to judgment, God raised up a man called Jehu. And Jehu is actually a template of Donald Trump. Now, this is not about politics, and it's not about what you think about Trump. It doesn't matter. The point is that Jehu was wild. We don't know where he was with God. He was impulsive. Well, so is Donald Trump. He rose to the throne with a kind of crazy race to the throne. So did Donald Trump. He ended up with his campaign, or his agenda was to drain the swamp of the capital city. Well, so Trump. Jehu made an alliance with the religious conservatives of his day, so did Donald Trump. And the other thing is that Jehu ended up standing face to face with the nation's former first lady, and so did Donald Trump. In order to become president, he came head to head with Hillary Clinton. And the interesting, I mean, just an example, it's exact, because the exact time that each one is given to be on the national stage is from the temple in the Bible. Quick example, and then we'll move forward. That is that the queen, or the former first lady in the Bible, who was with her husband, reigning with her husband for 22 years. On her own after that, for 14 years. But when you add up the time that Hillary Clinton's been on the national stage, it turns out to be 22 years with her husband, and on her own, 14 years on the national stage. So it's so exact. Okay, so here's the thing. When Jehu won against the former first lady, he went to the capital city, and there was a temple of Baal. And this is the cult of Baal is linked to the killing of children. And so he came against that temple. He had it basically destroyed. And so the amazing thing is when Trump announced his candidacy in 2015 in the summer, you know, the principle is when Jehu rises, the temple of Baal falls. Well, he began his rise in the summer of 2015. In the same summer of 2015, the ancient temple of Baal that had stood for almost 2,000 years in the Middle East fell to the earth. So here is just how kind of crazily eerie and exact this mystery is. But this is going to now start converging with what we did yesterday, because there's a link behind, number one, to January 6th, and also to the mystery that we just saw with the plague on America.
But yeah, let's follow through. What was the mystery behind January the 6th?
Well, this is an example, Larry, of something where I've written something in a book and it came true after. And that is that the template of Jehu is that template, you can see it in the Bible, where Jehu calls for an assembly. He calls for people to gather together in the national, in the capital of the nation. So Trump, this is like 4 years after I wrote The Paradigm, Trump calls for an assembly in the capital city on January 6th. Now the thing is, we actually, you know, the template's going to concern the Temple of Baal. Now, do we have a temple? It was the temple in the capital. It was the capital temple of Israel. Well, do we have a temple? Well, not officially, but the thing is, there is actually one building that is called America's Temple, the People's Temple, the Temple of the American Republic, and it actually, even in the building, it actually has an engraving saying this is the Temple of America, and it's the Capitol building. It's called the Temple, the People's Temple, the Temple of America. Now, I'm not saying it's a pagan temple. However, on the week of January 6th, the new Congress, the Democratic Congress, came in with an agenda that was basically pagan, concerning abortion and concerning immorality, and it was initiated with a man who prayed a prayer, he prayed it in the name of a pagan god for the first time. He prayed it in the name of Brahma, a pagan god. So now you've got a new Congress dedicated to Brahma, a pagan prayer prayed in a temple that was actually, you know, that's actually standing for the Temple of Bel. So the thing is, so now everything is set in motion. On January 6th, Jehu, you know, Trump calls for an assembly as Jehu did. Then Jehu called for his people to surround the temple, the Capitol temple. Well, now Trump calls for his people to have a protest, and it's around the Capitol temple, which is the Capitol building. Now, I'm not saying this is not political, what happened, but in the template, the Jehu's men are standing around the Capitol temple, and they're given a command to go, and to go inside. And so they lay siege to the Capitol temple in the Book of Kings, in the Book of Second Kings. And so what happens now is that there's a siege that happens, and again, I'm not passing judgment one way or the other. It was terrible and all that, but it follows the template. They laid siege. They actually, the people of Jehu actually desecrated the temple, and so this happened as well. Now, the thing is that when the police, when the Capitol Police at the end of the week, they announced to the world how many people they arrested, and they made headlines from who laid siege to it. They said 80 people were arrested. You can see the headlines, 80 people. Go to the Bible, and you will find the number of people who laid siege to the temple, the Baal of Jehu, was 80 men. 80 men. Same exact thing. So this mystery of Jehu and the Temple of Baal is very important, and it's going to speak of something even greater than this.
Well, let's pause a moment. We are making two items available to our listeners, the Josiah Manifesto book and also the Uncensored Josiah Manifesto DVD album. Our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. Remember, Jonathan Kahn will be with us at our Columbus, Ohio conference, October the 26th through the 28th. He is the keynote speaker. Please check out our ministry website, swrc.com, for further details. We are looking so excitedly forward to seeing Jonathan Kahn in person. He's a great teacher. He's a great prophetic voice. He will encourage you. He will teach you. He will be a blessing. So if you want more details, look at swrc.com for further details or call us 1-800-652-1144. Jonathan, how did the fall of the Temple of Baal foreshadow what would happen with abortion in America?
Well, the Temple of Baal was the center of the cult of Baal in the capital city. And so when Jehu caused the Temple of Baal to fall, what happened is that the Bible says he drove Baal out of Israel. So he came against Baal worship. He came against the offering of children. Now Trump also came against the killing of children. Actually, whatever you think of Trump, he came more than any other president. He actually acted against it. He sought to defund it. He saw all the, just like Jehu did. You know, it's amazing. You know, and all these things we were seeing, this mystery, like, you know, where I said that Trump begins his rise, he announces candidacy in the Temple of Baal in Syria, falls to the earth. Then at the end, that's at the beginning of his rise. Then at the end of his term, you have another showdown, a Temple of Baal template with that. Well, but the ultimate thing is that Trump, the ultimate war of Jehu and the Temple of Baal with Trump is that he actually took action to overturn Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade is really America's Temple of Baal, because the Temple of Baal is what allows for the killing of children. So Roe versus Wade was America's Temple of Baal. And the thing is, Trump took action to actually appoint people to the Supreme Court. God gave him three Supreme Court justices, the chance to give him three of them, which ultimately would lead to the overturning of America's Temple of Baal. Yeah. Roe versus Wade. And the thing is, you know, so it's amazing. So we're going to see this all converge together as the plague comes linked to abortion, and then this is going to come, but it's literally going to change our lives.
Wow. This is fascinating. The next question really brings some truth, some powerful truth, some shocking truth. So, Jonathan, tell us about the strange object from the Middle East that appeared in New York and Washington, D.C.
Well, it was amazing, Larry, because You know, we're talking about, and the Bible is the only thing, and we're the only ones who can really make sense of this, because the Bible is the only thing that gives the answer. We're seeing the template of Jehu and the temple of Baal back again and again with all these things, but so there's a war between the two forces. And the thing is, and it's not that Donald Trump knows what he's doing, knew what he was doing, you know, it's God doing it, you know. Yeah. You know, so the thing is this. So here, the war is going to continue in our midst, and we didn't even realize it. That when Donald Trump was about to, was heading to the election, and the focus is actually New York, you know, Trump and Hillary Clinton were in New York, a strange object appears on American soil, appears where? In New York. And what is the object? It is linked to the god Baal. It actually is the Arch of Baal, or the recreation of the Arch of Baal, actually appears on American soil, appears in New York City, and it happens just when this showdown, when Trump is about to come, this Jehu is about to enter power, it comes into the backyard of Jehu, and they actually have a ceremony around it. They actually have an unveiling. It was on City Hall. The leaders of New York City actually take part in the ceremony. They perform. There's music of Baal performed. There's a sign that says Temple of Baal. And actually, Larry, I was there. I witnessed this. We filmed it. And by the way, this is one of the unique things that are going to be on, that actually you're going to see on the DVD album. We actually put the footage, the prophetic footage, on the album of the DVD of the Harbinger Uncensored. I'm sorry, of the Josiah Mystery Uncensored. So now, the thing is, so they did that then. So the issue of Trump was abortion, you know, and that last debate between Trump and Clinton was all about abortion, you know. But then, during Trump nominates, you know, to overturn abortion, and one of them was Kavanaugh. Remember those hearings when the left went crazy and they were attacking him, and it was all fury. And what was it about? It was over abortion. They knew what it meant. They knew that this was a threat to Roe versus Wade. So that's why they went crazy trying to take him down. Well, on the very days that they had those hearings, when all, it was like a warfare, spiritual, all hell broke loose on Capitol Hill, well, an object now appears in Washington, D.C., and it appears right in front of the building when all this is taking place. In front of the Capitol building, the Arch of Baal now appears. I mean, this is like, this is crazy, but it does. It's because the war between Jehu and the Temple of Baal and abortion, this is spiritual. And the other thing, Larry, here's another little piece of the mystery. And that arch was recreated from the very Temple of Baal that fell when Donald Trump began his rise. And here's another little kind of crazy, amazing thing, and that is, you know, we linked the Capitol building in the Temple of Baal. The Capitol building, actually, part of it was modeled after the Temple of Baal. And it actually was modeled after the same Temple of Baal in Palmyra, Syria, that fell when Donald Trump began his rise.
Well, Jonathan, you write that the events that shook America were actually foretold and appointed by an ancient calendar, starting with the coming of COVID. So tell us, how does this all synchronize? Tell us how it works.
Yeah, it's amazing. 2020 was the year when, you remember, America was shaken to its core. First we had the plagues, then we had the riots, then we had it was just everything, the lockdown, everything. Well, the amazing thing, Larry, is I saw that in this, it was all following a mystery that God actually ordained. The ancient calendar of Israel, the sacred calendar that you can find in Leviticus 23, and that is that the holy days, the appointed days of Israel, were behind the timing of all of it. It's amazing. Let me give you an example. The first of the sacred days of the Bible, of Israel, is Passover. It's the beginning. It starts in the springtime. And what is Passover? Passover is the only holy day of God, the appointment that has to do with a plague. And so when Passover fell in that year, 2020, and that was the year, that was those very days when the plague was in full force on America and much of the world. And the thing is, what is Passover? It is is not only the festival that's linked to a plague, but it's also the festival that's linked to a lockdown. Passover is the first national lockdown in the history of planet Earth. When the people were told by their government to go inside, because God said, go inside, stay inside your house until because the plague is passing through the land. So get this, Larry. When that was happening in 2020, on Passover, all the Jewish people all around America are in their houses. They're recounting how God told them all to stay inside because a plague is passing through the land. And they are doing it when they are actually told, the whole nation is told to stay inside because a plague is actually passing through a land. So not only was it the timing, at that time when Passover, like 95% of America was in lockdown, was in their houses just like God said on Passover, and because of a plague. I mean, amazing. You can't make it up. And the thing is that so it wasn't only the timing, it was the actual theme was manifesting to America. The very shaking of America followed the ancient mystery of God.
Well, Jonathan, as we think about this, what was the next appointed day on the ancient calendar? And did it also manifest?
Amazingly, it did. The next appointed feast of God on the ancient calendar is the feast called Shavuot. And Shavuot is also called in Greek Pentecost. So Pentecost, now let's take, what are the themes of Pentecost? What are the themes of Pentecost? One of the themes, it's the Holy Spirit, obviously the falling of the Spirit. Well, the Spirit, in Hebrew, the word is Ruach. Ruach means Spirit, it also means wind, and it means breath. In Greek, the word was Pneuma, which also means Spirit, which means Spirit, means wind, and means, or particularly means breath. When Jesus spoke about Pentecost, he says he breathed on them and said, you know, receive the Spirit. You know, so it's the day of the breath of God. Well, so the next shaking of America is going to follow the exact pattern of the ancient mystery. And so what is it? It's going to have to do with breath, but it's in the form of judgment. You know, America turned away from the Spirit of God. Now breath is going to be taken away. And so now another shaking begins when a man says, I can't breathe. This is what happened with George Floyd. I can't breathe. He dies. And then what happens? All hell breaks loose over America. And the chanting of all around the American cities, what is the chanting? They're chanting, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. So now on top of the plague linked to Passover, you have a shaking linked to breath. And at the same time where people in COVID are unable to breathe as well. So I mean, you got this shaking of America. Now, what else is Pentecost? It was the day it says that it was the day of the Holy Fire of God, the tongues of fire. It's the day of the sacred fire, baptized with fire. Well, it comes now in the form of judgment. What happens to America? Now, fire breaks out all over America. Fires come to America's city, riots, violence, fires, death, fires all over. So, and here's the thing. So here on the Feast of Fire comes an unholy fire. And the other thing is that when did Shavuot or Pentecost begin? Well, to the Jewish people, it began on Thursday night, May 28th. They light the candles. As they're lighting the candles, that's the very day and night that the fires break out all over America, the riots explode all over America on the Feast of Fire. And it continues into that weekend when Christians celebrate Pentecost, the fire of God. The fires are happening all over America. I mean, it's like clockwork. It's amazing.
Well, how about the next appointed day of the ancient calendar? And did it also manifest?
Well, this is a whole other realm here now, because after Pentecost, the next appointed holy day, sacred day of God is the Feast of Trumpets. And the Feast of Trumpets on the ancient calendar is when the Jewish people turn their eyes towards the issue of judgment. And they believe that God judges, you know, he passes his judgment on during those days. It's actually called Yom HaDin on the Hebrew calendar. So it says that God is the judge in his heavenly court, passes verdict, passes judgment. Well, so here at the time when the Jewish people are all turning to the idea of the court of God and the judge of God, on the as trumpets comes on the very day, all of America turns its focus to the highest court of the land and the judge of the highest court. On the day of the Feast of Trumpets, September 18th, the judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg is taken from the earth. It says, and everybody focuses on the court. And it says that God, it says that on that day God decides who will pass from the earth. And that very taking of the court, it's kind of like the judgment of God on the court of man. This is the court that legalized the killing of children. And Judge Reach, you know, and but because she was taken on the Feast of Trumpets, because of that, what that's going to open the door with that to overturn Roe v. Wade. If it didn't happen on that day, it would not have happened. And the Feast of Trumpets is also the day of turning back to God. So God's going to undo, repenting, God's going to undo the sin of America of Roe versus Wade because of what he did on the day. And, Larry, on that day, the Jewish people are chanting, Lord, remove the, this is an ancient chant, remove the evil decree. Remove the evil decree. Well, God, because of what God allowed to happen on the Feast of Trumpets, on the highest court of the land, it's going to open the door to remove the evil decree of Roe versus Wade. It's like God is putting everything into order. And the trumpets begins on sundown. It was only a few minutes after sundown that the word came that God had, that this justice had passed from the earth. That's going to open up the mystery of the overturning of Roe versus Wade.
Wow. Well, there are so many events that you have documented in your studies. You just coordinate the exact day, the event, what actually happened. And it did happen. That's absolutely amazing. And we are just so excited, friends. We want to thank Jonathan Kahn. He will be back with us for our third program. He is our featured speaker, our keynote speaker at our Columbus, Ohio conference, October the 26th through the 28th. Please check our website for details or call our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. And let me remind each and every one, all of these programs are archived. There's so much detail. You'll want to listen again. You'll want to get the book, and you will also want to get the Uncensored Josiah Manifesto DVD album. This is fantastic material. I really believe that Jonathan Kahn is the prophet for the hour. He's so courageous. He's addressed so many issues. He speaks the truth. I'm sure many of our listeners are very much moved. So be sure to tune in once again tomorrow. We'll do our third program with Jonathan Kahn.
Jonathan Kahn's brand new book and DVD series, The Josiah Manifesto, is now available. The Josiah Manifesto, The Ancient Mystery and Guide for the End Times by Jonathan Kahn, is a book and DVD series you'll want for you, your family, and your church. Order today by calling 1-800-652-1144, or you can order at our website, swrc.com. Tomorrow, Jonathan Kahn will return with more insight into the ancient mystery and guide for the end times, the Josiah Manifesto. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.